Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Well, the end of an era. Monday's edition of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch was the last one printed locally. The Maryland Heights Printing Press closed after 146 years of operation. The closure impacts 48 full-time and 24 part-time employees who must now retire or seek new jobs. The shift reflects a broader trend as printing facilities across the U.S. shut down in response to the growing dominance of digital media. The Post-Dispatch will now be printed in Columbia, Missouri, and delivered daily by truck to St. Louis.
Well, you hate to see so many people losing their jobs. These are people who have been doing this for years and years. Their dads did it. This is all they knew, and now they're ultimately going to be out of a job or are out of a job because, like you just heard there in the Fox 2 report, the last locally printed paper was Sunday night.
Yeah.
And this is going to also impact what you, if you still have a subscription to the Post-Dispatch, and I'd be curious to know how many people even have that at this point, or if, like many of us, we just go online and we read the paper that way, the headlines, the stories. But that means that if there's a late-breaking story or any sports games that happen, obviously, at night, you're not because they'll have earlier deadlines because, obviously, you're printing it out of Columbia and then they're trucking it over to St. And they have to, every day they're driving it. So they're not able, if there's a big, you know, shooting or something like that that happens late at night, they're not able to get that printed in time. So this will have an impact, like I said, on coverage.
Yeah, they interviewed in the Post interviewed one of their own employees, given the fact that Bud Gore, it says here, had missed holidays with his family, left parties earlier, driven through snow and sleet to make it to work like all of us have done for many years. For 38 years, he was a press machinist, helping to print the Post every night. The hours were brutal. But he wouldn't change a thing. We cared about the Post. We took pride in our work. My guess is they're saving money by outsourcing this, correct?
Absolutely. They said that they really want to allocate that money to try to retain a lot of these employees. So in order to pay the staff, the remaining staff that's there, this is, I guess, one of the cost-saving tools they have of outsourcing it to Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
How many papers like this are having to make this type of a move? Because things are shifting more to just it's a digital world.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, it might
local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
My guess is it would be like the guy that serviced the horses and the wagons after the car got built, right? As the car increased in popularity, you could kind of see the end coming if you were aware enough to look for it. And obviously, if it had been your profession for 25 years, a mid-career change is not easy. But, I mean, I haven't taken the newspaper in St. Louis in years, a hard copy of it. The last place I saw one, we used to get them delivered to the newsroom. I don't even see those anymore. The last place I saw Post-Dispatch, no, it was not on the bottom of a birdcage, but it was at the nursing home where my mother lives. Mm-hmm. It was at the independent living facility where my mom is. Every day when I go there to visit her, every time I go to visit her, I walk through the lobby. There are people sitting there with their walkers next to them, reading the paper. They got
like
a copy,
the hard copy.
They got a copy mm-hmm. of the Wall Street Journal in some cases, or the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, because that's what they were used to.
Right.
But nobody these days below the age of 40, maybe 50, is getting a hard copy of that paper.
I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, my parents would ask either me or my sisters to go get the newspaper. That was just what we did. And now that's just not something a lot of kids would even think about. I was on a walk the other week and I noticed a newspaper in my neighbor's driveway. And I thought, wow, it's like seeing a rare bird. You don't see it anymore. And it is kind of sad. But I'm one of those people where I don't want to read a book on a phone. Like a Hoopla is, you know, a free app where you can access all kinds of books from the local library as long as you have a library card, and it's fantastic. I would rather listen to a book. I don't want one of those Kindles where you can read a book like that. There's something about having the hard copy of the book where I actually get to physically turn the page that I really appreciate. So I can understand why people still like the hard copy of the newspaper, but nowadays we're all on the go and it's just easier. As annoying as that paywall is, it's just easier to pull up the website.
Well, there are actually lots of parallels between that book of fiction that you're reading and the daily newspaper.
But I'm
just saying there could be. I remember when we moved into our new house, we hadn't been there too long, and suddenly, a couple of days in a row, we'd wake up and there was a Post-Dispatch in our driveway. And my wife's like, why is that there? Did you order it? I'm like, no, I didn't order it. I don't know why it's there. Maybe it's supposed to go to our neighbor's house, and they accidentally dropped it off at our house. And this went on for almost a week. There was a copy of the paper on our driveway. Michelle said, if they keep doing this, I'm going to call them up and threaten to sue them for libel because I don't want anybody thinking I'm reading that thing. Right?
that's the concern.
Yeah, that was the concern. So eventually it went away, and we haven't had one since. I don't know if they
must have been the former homeowner
to hook on it or something.
No, it wouldn't have been the former homeowner.
No, because this house, nobody had been living in our house for a little while before we moved in.
Really? Why would that be? Just to try to hook you?
Yeah.
And they just select random homes to give them a
free week? Well, they knew we just moved in or something. I don't know. They were kind of hoping, hey, they may like this antiquated way of getting their news. Why don't we just...
I mean... If your job is to go out and deliver these newspapers, what does your day look like? Is it like you have 10 homes over an 8-hour shift? I mean, it cannot be that many people.
I know,
people
it's changed so much.
Who are still having this paper dropped off?
I used to fill in for my buddy who had the newspaper route in our neighborhood. And each morning at 4 to 5 in the morning, the papers would get dropped off at his house. And then he'd go out in the morning before school, and he'd deliver them to the driveways in our neighborhood. And if he was on vacation with his family, he'd give me whatever pay that he would get for that to go do that for the weekend to go deliver them. Boy, those days are gone, aren't they?
Well, yeah, how many people in your generation as a kid, that was their job?
Yeah, a lot of people had a paper route. Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. I know. Well, even in my generation, though, that wasn't really a thing. Even though a lot of people still had the paper, I didn't know anybody who had a paper route growing up.
You know, it's a curse, but a blessing. I mean, the way technology has advanced, so quickly. And now we're having the conversation is, some people, not me, is there too much information out there? Because there are people that want, that would love to go back to the days when your only source of information was that newspaper you got in your driveway, or the 5 or 6 p.m. news you'd watch on your local TV news station. Remember, Barack Obama said that. He longed for the days when there was less information available, because he knew his friends in the mainstream media would filter the news to fit what they perceived to be the story, as opposed to now, where you can find out, for example, my guess is we wouldn't know already at this point, because these fires in L.A., that the mayor had cut $17 million out of the firefighter budget, or that the fire department out there has, when they got their new LGBTQ fire chief, the first thing she did was create a department of diversity, equity, and inclusion to make sure there were more female and gay firefighters in the, because that's really what's important when it comes to fighting fires, is your pronoun. I mean, I don't know that in those olden days of only a hard copy of the newspaper and two or three sources of news to watch in the evening, they wouldn't have reported on that.
Right. No, I agree. I think it is, well, it's a blessing and a curse, I guess, that there's so much information out there, because it can get pretty overwhelming. And
right.
But nowadays, I think many people, especially my generation, they might be, like I said, running around and they don't even want to take the time to read the news on their phone. They want to listen to it, because a lot of these outlets, they'll post, you know, here's your top headlines in 5 minutes, and they listen to it on their way to work or wherever they're going for the day. So it's just, there's so many ways, so many podcasts and YouTubers and online content creators. That's like the new trendy thing to do now, is to have some sort of a digital influence,
or people just scan the headline.
Yeah, how many people cannot we just really fast? I know we have to go to commercial break. I cannot tell you how many emails I would get at KMOV where I would cover a story and somebody would email me all upset about the headline, and I said, "Sir, ma'am, did you read the story? Because if you read the story, you'd know that everything contradicts what you just told me."
And
it was very frustrating. And also, I am guilty of doing it sometimes, okay? I admit to it. When I'm in a hurry, okay? But ultimately, like, let's take 2 minutes and read it. And now a lot of articles even say how long it's expected to take you to read it. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
it'll say like 5 minute read, which I actually appreciate, because if you give me like a 15 minute read worth of an article,
not doing it.
I'm out.
Taking
ain't nobody
too long.
Got time for that.
Yep, got those same complaints. I would agree. And oftentimes, you're not the one that wrote the headline. Some producer somewhere put the thing together or changed what you wrote to begin with.
Get more at 971talk.com.